All right, so how many of you remember when on this day we would have loads of kids marching up and down, waving their palms, shouting hosannas? Yeah, all right. Well, maybe not in these particular halls, but how many of you remember back when the kids would just march and shout hosanna and all of that? Do you remember it like yesterday? And I'm not now asking if you remember it really well. I'm asking if you remember that shouting of hosannas like the marching and the shouting of yesterday around our nation. Because here's the thing. Hosanna is not something that is celebratory. It's a prayer. The prayer is very simple from the Hebrew. It means either save us or save now. And putting aside what they believe a solution is, because that's not what we're about right now. Right now, I want you to realize that that's what they were doing yesterday, marching and saying, save us, save now, hosanna. Okay? Now, what they were doing has been done before. During the Vietnam War, teenagers would march and they would shout, save us from dying in a war we don't understand. Save us from killing other people in a war we're not sure is worthwhile. African Americans of our country shouted, hosanna, save us from the persecution, from being lynched, from being beaten, from not having any civil rights. Hosanna, save us, as they march to Selma, Montgomery. A century ago, the suffragettes, save us from being second-class citizens. Are we not human? Can we not vote? A couple of thousand years ago. Hosanna, save us from the Roman oppression, from the brutality, from the lack of rights, from the murders, from the taking of property. Save us. And yesterday, save us from being shot, killed, or maimed. Save now. It's kind of a common prayer, sadly. But this is who our God is. Our God is one who hears and responds. Our God is one who sends Jesus, who finds a way of saving us, leading us away from that sort of violence and oppression. And he said it in the scripture reading this morning. A single grain is but a single grain of wheat. But if it dies and grows, it can bear a lot of fruit. We are that fruit. And as that fruit, we need to bring our efforts and our energies to save. And in that, we find that we will save ourselves. Let me say all this in a different way. A guy. I'm calling him Oscar. Actually, is his name. But Oscar ended up becoming a priest. He was very conservative, very staid. Eventually, Oscar became a secondary bishop and in El Salvador. And there, he at one point chastised some of the priests for being too political. Now, at the time, the reason why they were being political is that the government was pretty much owned by 12 wealthy families, and the government pretty much did what they wanted them to do, and there was a lot of abuse, physical abuse, theft, murder, and the priests were saying, this isn't right, this isn't good, this isn't fair. And then the priests, the teachers, the nuns, the nurses became targets of that sort of oppression and violence. And our guy, Oscar, didn't quite get it. When he became a bishop, he invited the president of El Salvador to join him. He would go to government events, parties, and celebrations of one thing or another. And most of his priests and people were dismayed. Now, one of his good friends, Father Rutilio Grande, he was one of those working hard to save the people. He was teaching them self-sufficiency. He had helped them to organize into a community of faith for mutual support and care and survival. For that, the soldiers shot him, killed him. Well, this was Oscar's really good friend. And it cut him to the quick. And he knew what Father Grande was doing. And he thought, this is what we should all be doing. Why? And yet, he was killed. Perhaps we need to set aside that fear. And at that point, he became a completely different person. Completely different priest, became a completely different bishop, now the Archbishop of El Salvador. And he saw that his job as bishop was to hold and pick up the dead bodies. He said that some things can only be seen through eyes that have seen tears. He began his weekly sermons broadcast to the entire nation. Yes, a couple of times it was, you know, bombed, the radio station was bombed and he was off the air and all of that. But those sermons included a listing of people who had been killed or other abuses. And he became, as he said, a voice for the voiceless. The voiceless who had only said, Hosanna. Save us now. Now, Archbishop Oscar Romero said a couple of things, and I want to read them precisely. Now, you need to know, I have been to El Salvador. This stole comes from El Salvador. I got it when I was there. And there's a couple of remembrances that I have that are just burned into my brain. One is that when Father Rutilio Grande was shot, well, they shot his Bible, too. Lying there on the ground, bang, bang, bang. My Bible. That's my Bible. It's a Bible that has the power to make tyrants and abusive people afraid. Yeah. An inanimate object. All right? That afraid. I remember meeting the Lutheran bishop because United Church of Christ has that relationship with through the Lutheran Church. And he was there at that time. And like others, he too was threatened. And at one point, the threat was so clear that he left. I mean, for a while, there would be observers from the United States who were just there watching so that there would be a witness if something happened. At one point, though, he had to leave. And the soldiers came to his cathedral, the cathedral that they had made a machine gun post right across from the front door. All right? Right at that front door. But the soldiers came in. They couldn't find him. You know what they took? A cross, about 7 feet tall. They thought that that cross was proof that they were involved in those things that they should not be involved with. The cross had things written on it. I got that list. I've seen that cross because it has come back to that sanctuary. Here's what it said on the left arm. The pain, envy, rancor, avarice. Raids, police raids against the church. Slander of the church. On the right arm, it says persecution of the church, recruitment, military, discrimination against women, hunger. The center, social injustice, the disrespect to the reason for truth, the abuse of power, the violation of human rights, no more love, ambition, unjust deaths, to be poor and marginalized, incomprehension, we aren't sincere, injustice, God, we confess the sins of the poor that suffer from violence, we want peace with love, that the Lord may guide us, no more slaughters of the farmers and the children of El Salvador, no more exploitation and oppression of women, Lord, no more war among our people, to announce the year of grace and proclaim the reign of justice, that the wars end and commerce begins, to not profane the church, no more searches of the people by the authority, the end of the abuse against the people, the people of God, ambition for power. El Salvador is faithful to her people. The unjust and indiscriminate military attacks against the church. It's called the subversive cross. I don't know where in that list there is subversion, but it was in custody for years. So, as things are coming to a head there, one of the other things that really disturbed me was this constant listing of the people who had been disappeared. All right? There's something about that word, and it's not a grammatical, you know, problem I had with it, you know, using a verb as a noun. No. It was a nice way of saying they were murdered. And I hated that. Because they were. There were listings of people murdered and people disappeared. Ugh. So Oscar Romero continued to speak out, and the threats continued to be pretty good and strong. Here's what he said the month that he died. I have often been threatened with death. I must tell you, as a Christian, I do not believe in death without resurrection. If I am killed, I shall arise again in the Salvadoran people. You may say, if they succeed in killing me, that I pardon and bless those who do it. Would indeed that they might be convinced that they will waste their time. A bishop will die, but God's church, which is the people, will never perish. Here's what put people over the edge. In his weekly broadcast, brothers, speaking to the military, you came from our own people. You are killing your own brothers. Any human order to kill must be subordinate to the law of God, which says, thou shalt not kill. No soldier is obliged to obey an order contrary to the law of God. No one has to obey an immoral law. It is high time you obeyed your conscience rather than sinful orders. The church cannot remain silent before such an abomination. In the name of God, in the name of this suffering people whose cry rises to heaven more loudly each day, I implore you, I beg you, I order you, stop the repression. He identified the problem this way. When I give bread to the poor, they call me a saint. When I ask why the poor have no bread, they call me a communist. Because it breaks the power and the authority that allows it. Well, the anniversary of his death was yesterday. And while our children were saying Hosanna, there were people celebrating his ministry. He was shot. Been to that chapel. He was shot in the midst of saying Mass. That's the church I belong to. A church so feared by those who would oppose it, that they will do anything to stop the preaching and the teaching that God is love, that tomorrow needs to be better, that there is hope for another way, that there is care, that when people say, Hosanna, there is a response. I feel like I am part of the fruit that single grain of Jesus dying like wheat and being reborn in the people, in the church. I feel like I want to be like the Salvadoran people who have come through this time of murder. I want to feel like I am a part of the church that hears anybody say, Hosanna, and will stand there with them, giving voice for the voiceless. And that's going to be how God saves us. It's not going to be with a mighty hand pulling out the bad people. It's going to be inspiring us, leading us, making sure we know the way to go, so that we too can join the march to equal rights, to fairness, to life without murder or disappearing. With a voiceless, have a voice that sounds a lot like ours. Hosanna.